Just a rock wall.
A rock wall, you said. Mm-hmm. Okay. Not a rock fence, you said.
Rock wall.
Okay. Do you know what people would put in a hen's, well, to make a hen start laying, they put something in the nest?
No.
Okay.
To make her start laying?
Start laying, yeah. Or keep laying in the same place. Would you believe I heard this on TV this morning today?
So. Really?
A nest egg was what, you know, it's one of the things. But, let me go on with the question.
Okay.
So you can see. Okay. Now, if you were talking about your best dishes, you'd say they were made out of?
China.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, if you had a nest egg that was made out of that same material, you'd call it a... If it were made out of the same material as your best dishes, and it was an egg, you'd call it a China egg. China egg.
Oh, really? That's what? Yes. Okay, a China egg.
Yep.
It's kind of like a stone, isn't it?
Yeah. Apparently there's different things. Now, apparently they use gourds sometimes.
Really?
That look like.
Now, I've heard that the reason that a hen will sit, you know, is because she has a patch on her, on the underside of her tummy, that's called a brood patch,
I've never heard that.
And it feels good to sit on a smooth stone or something smooth like an egg or a stone, and maybe that's the reason.
Yeah, and so something like China would be a real smooth.
I just couldn't follow the logic, you know.
Yeah,
I knew China egg.
Because, yeah, I know, it isn't very logical. Something that people would use to carry water in? If you had
a bucket.
Okay. And would that be made out of wood or metal?
That would be wooden. And
right. What about if it were made of metal?
A pail.
Okay. Okay. What about if it were made of plastic? What would you call
that? I would probably call that a bucket.
I guess I would too. what would you call something that people would use to carry food to the pigs? They kind of, a type of bucket that they would use. You call it a, I don't know if you've ever heard slot bucket.
Slot bucket, yeah.
But what would you call the thing that you would use, the utensil that you'd use to fry eggs in?
A frying pan.
Okay. What would that be made of?
Iron.
Okay. Would that be heavy?
Very heavy, yeah.
Okay. That'd be the heavy kind
of thing. Heavy black.
Mm-hmm. That'd be the heavy kind of thing. You call that a frying pan.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Or a skillet.
Would
you
use those interchangeably, or would they distinguish two different...
Well, I do use them interchangeably, but a skillet immediately, you know, calls to my mind a black iron skillet. Mm-hmm. And a frying pan, I still think of the black, you know, but a frying pan could be, you know, a metal, aluminum.
Exactly. That's exactly the same distinction I make. Mm-hmm. What would you call something that you would put on the stove and you would use it just for boiling water?
Pan.
Okay. How about one of those things that's covered over the top, a whistling...
Tea kettle.
Okay. Would you call, you said pan. What about something that if you're going to say cook potatoes, let's say boil potatoes...
Okay, something bigger and deeper to me is a pot.
That would be a pot, okay. And a pan then would be a smaller, say if you opened a can.
Kind of a saucepan.
Okay, like you open a can of peas or something. You'd
put that in a pan.
Mm-hmm. What would you call a container that would you put cut flowers in if you brought?
A vase.
Okay. How about if you planted them in something that you, if you will have house plants and you...
A pot.
Now, the eating utensils that you have at a plate would be...
Okay, you want to name them off there?
Yeah.
Okay, your knife and fork and spoon.
All right. And if you had more than one knife, like if you had a...
Knives.
Right. Okay. Now, if the dishes are all dirty, you'd say you've got to go and...
Wash the dishes.
And after you wash them to get the soap off, you've got to...
Rinse.
What would you call a cloth or a rag that you'd use in washing dishes?
The dishcloth.
Okay. How about the same type thing if you were drying dishes?